USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has resigned in a letter to President Trump. He says, I implore you to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th, the effective date of Azar's resignation. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More people in California are dying every day from the coronavirus, with an average of 525. President-elect Joe Biden addressed the delay in vaccine shipments on Friday.
Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve.
Biden's goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Security is increasing at airports in the Washington, D.C. area, including bomb-detecting dogs and federal air marshals leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. And the inauguration itself will have a major military presence.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The feds are investigating whether people who took part in last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol belong on the federal no-fly list. President Trump is expected to leave Washington Wednesday morning on his final flight aboard Air Force One. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
More than 40 people are dead and scores more are feared dead after two earthquakes rocked Indonesia. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes.
Friday's quake injured hundreds of people and displaced thousands. Rescue efforts have been hampered due to power outages and bad cell service. There is no threat of a tsunami, although officials have warned that strong aftershocks could follow. The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible,
especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts, due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.